the rest of the story. If you rode into the town of Palisade, Nevada in the 1870s, if you didn't absolutely have to, then your nerves were probably made of tomahawk flint, partner. I reckon there was always some kind of trouble thereabouts, as though rattlesnake poison just naturally flowed in the veins of the people of Palisade. Railroaders on the Central Pacific, they got the daylight scared out of them on a regular basis. Palisade used to be a tiny little watering stop for the railroad. No trouble back then. No people either. But then the Eureka iron ore mines turned Palisade into a boomtown. Stores and saloons erupted from the parched earth like watered weeds, and so it seemed did the outlaws. Let's say you're a passenger on the Central Pacific. The train stops at Palisade. You know what you're most likely to see? People brawling, shooting at one another, fist fights spilling from saloon doors into the streets, gunfights, ambushes, bank robbers fleeing on horseback with angry posses in hot pursuit. And if the town was real low on water, you got to stick around for the lynching. So it's little wonder that Palisade, Nevada, a century and a quarter ago, was called the roughest, toughest, noisiest, meaniest, bloodiest town west of Chicago. But this is the rest of the story. Palisade probably was the bloodiest town in the Wild West, but the blood wasn't anybody's. It was beef blood from the local slaughterhouse. You see, the OK Corral-style violence that made visitors want to pack up and leave even before they got there was phony. All of it. It was a Wild West show. But townsfolk did not want anybody to know. For this was Palisade's way of promoting itself, an unannounced ongoing theatrical production that fulfilled Easterners' expectations of what the West must be like. And it worked, for the reputation of Palisade, Nevada grew and grew beyond the day the secret was finally revealed, until the scary, silly saga sprawled onto the pages of American history. At one time or another, everybody in town got into the act, portraying blank-blasting bank robbers or gunslingers or marauding Indians or beleaguered lawmen lathered with slaughterhouse blood. And not once in all those years of play-acting did railroad men or their horrified passengers wonder why none of them had ever been shot. And one thing more, the perpetual crime spree in Palisade, Nevada was not only a fake, it was the biggest, grandest outright lie that ever rode off into the sunset. And the reason is this: that all the while the citizens of Palisade were raising a ruckus for suggestible city slickers, nourishing the town's renown as the crime capital of the world, during all of that time, not one crime. In fact, the people of Palisade were so utterly law-abiding that they never even bothered to hire a real sheriff. And that's why armchair cowboys and dead serious historians talk about Palisade to this day, because somehow, some way, it managed the incredible, the impossible, by becoming and remaining both crime-ridden and crime-free. Because real bad guys, hearing all of the ruckus, ran the other way. Palisade became the scariest yet the safest town in the entire lead-eating, neck-stretching, bare-knuckled, hard-riding history of the whole American West. And now you know the rest of the story.